There you go. It's the Broken Ones. It's the Talented Tally Trio, and we're having a big time. My name's Greg, and you're who?
My name's Tex.
And we got a car mogul here in the studio. We're talking with Jeff Lane of Lane Motor Museum. And, boy, you got a special event coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. Tell us about that, Jeff.
We do. We have a special event where everyone gets in for a children's price of $2 on Sunday.
Are you serious? This coming Sunday, $2 a piece?
Yes.
Folks, after church, don't you think, Air Tex? You see where I'm going
That's
on that?
That's the place to be.
There you go. $2 a piece, and you got over 150 cars in there?
We do. 150 cars on display, yes.
Give us some of the unique of the unique. Give me some that are your personal favorites.
One of my personal favorites is the Citroen Koglin, which is a car that actually will drive both ways. It has two steering wheels, two engines, and it was actually developed and used in the 50s in France, where they patrolled the rural fire roads at night, and they'd go up a narrow road, and if a tree had fallen over, sometimes they would have to back up for a mile or two.
Because there was no place to turn around.
Yeah. So they said, we need a car that'll go both ways. And they actually built one and used it for 20 to 30 years in service in France. So it's a very unique and interesting car.
I've got this picture of mine, this propeller car. Now, I mean, is this propeller in some kind of like cage? I mean, this would appear to be dangerous.
Well, you know, actually, people think it's dangerous. It has a guard around the outside, but the interesting thing about that car is when you hear it run, and I've driven it around Nashville, driven it to some local meets, and driven it at other rallies outside of town, it's so loud that when people are within 100 feet of it, they think an airplane's landed on the ground. And believe me, everyone stands back. No one wants to get near it.
That's the neat thing about it. I can tell by the pictures here that these cars are fully restored. I mean, most of them, could you drive them on the road?
Yeah, 95% of our cars are functional, and we actually drive them on the road on a regular basis.
I noticed the oldest car that you have that I'm seeing in the picture is something from 1924. That's getting back there.
Yeah, 1924 Citroen 5CV, which is a pretty basic, very early car.
Now, notice also you've got one of the cutting-edge models. It looks like one of the little, one of the little Chevys or something?
The Smart Car, probably 2003 Smart Car, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where do you go? Where do you find these? I mean, you know, you just look through classified ads and suddenly, hey, I've got a propeller car for sale. I mean, where do you run these things down at?
Well, we find a lot of cars in Europe. We do a lot of hunting, but we also have a lot of people that are kind of looking for us. They kind of know what genre car we're looking for. But also as a museum, a lot of people know of the museum, and if they see a car they think that we might be interested in, they contact us and put us in touch with the owner of the car.
So you try to have cars from all time periods. What about you? Got any I like muscle cars. You got any muscle cars over there?
You know, we don't have what you would traditionally call a muscle car, but we have like a Jensen Interceptor, which is from the 70s. It's an English car, but it's powered by Chrysler 383 or 440.
Wow.
So to me, it's an English muscle car.
Would that be a police car? A police?
No. Interceptor was just the name of the model, and Jensen was an English car company, and they're really nice, fast, cars, and it's as fast as any muscle car or era car.
Boy, if you like cars, if you like the unique cars, or you like cars in general, or even if you don't like cars, I tell you what, it would be good to spend an afternoon at the Lane Car Museum. Don't you think, Tex?
You know, I'm thinking about that car that'll drive each direction. That would be great for, like, downtown travel. You turned up the wrong one-way street.
Yeah.
You don't have to turn around. You just jump seats and go the other way.
That'd come in handy in Nashville, huh?
You bet you, boys.
What do you think there, Eugene?
Well, I remember the first time I ever come to Nashville, I was living down there in Hickman County, and I wound up going the wrong way down the one-way street.
Oh, yeah.
A policeman pulled me over.
Yeah.
And he said, son, what do you think you're doing? And I said, well, I'm trying to get out of here. I said, these people are blowing a horn at me and everything. He said, well, you're going the wrong way down a one-way street. He said, where are you from? And I said, from Lyles, Tennessee, sir. And he said, well, I'm going to get you turned around here. And he said, you go back there and don't come back. And I said, yes, sir.
That was the last time he was down there.
See, if you'd have had this two-sided car, you could just put it in reverse.
Get in the other seat here, and I'll be out of here.
You were out of the room when he talked about this incredible deal he's got coming up this Sunday.
You ain't gonna believe it, Eugene.
$2 for everybody if you're 2 or 102.
No matter how big you are.
That's right.
Give me my pencil.
I got your pencil.
Now both you guys are pastors. Now that'd be an excellent way to take
$2 this Sunday.
Yep.
For a busload.
That's $2
a piece.
A piece.
Oh,
adults,
yeah.
Kids.
But I can bring the whole busload.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. What time? What, from 10 a.m.?
Yep.
10 to 5.
This
coming Sunday.
I just figured out what my youth group's going to be doing.
There you go. There you go. Folks, a youth group or yourself, whatever you talk about, especially talk about saving some money, man. Take the whole family down there for, what, 10 bucks?
Well, we got a 27-passenger bus that we can put 53 people in.
There you go.
Because we cram them down the aisle. Yeah,
$106, and they're all in.
Well, there you go.
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds pretty good there.
Go by CC's, get a few pizzas.
Got it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Man, for $10, you can have a whole day of it. Lane Motor Museum right there on Murfreesboro Road in the old, we call it the old, I think it was a Kearns, was it Kearns or Sunbread?
It was Sunbeam.
Sunbeam Bread Building. So you know where that's at? Easy to find. And I tell you what, you can't have much more fun for that little bit amount of money, Tex.
$2 and spend, what, how many hours? That's what, about 20, 30 cents an hour.
Over 150 unique cars, propellered cars, two-way cars. Man, it's just unique cars to be found.
Well, the photo ops alone will be just worth it. Priceless.
Is that okay? Can you take pictures of the cars?
Oh, yeah, we encourage people to take pictures for sure.
Man, there you go. There you go. Sounds good. Well, Jeff, it has certainly been a pleasure, sir, having you in the house. And if you want to give us any more pertinent information, if you got a website or anything you want to say to the folks here?
We do have a website. It's lanemotormuseum.org, and you can check that. It has a schedule of the rest of our events throughout the year and anything else that is going to go on at the museum.
So do you have specials on and off throughout the year, like the one coming up Sunday?
Yeah, throughout the year we have special days. Some days we do demonstrations. We actually give rides in the cars and a lot of different other fun things on some different Saturdays.
Lanemotormuseum.org, right?
Correct.
$2 admission this Sunday. That is a deal right there. Jeff, thanks so much for stopping
Brother
by, buddy. I really appreciate that.
Brother
Thank
Andy,
you for having me.
Bus up with gas for Sunday. We're taking all the kids out to Lane Motor Museum.
There you go.
Okay.
Highly endorsed by Eugene on the Solid Gospel 105. Get your life.
Bye.